Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Deborah Fine's here, too. Deborah is a great member of our Brain Trust. More than 11 years she's been hanging out with us. She's one of our top communication experts. She's the author of Small Talk, which has been published in so many languages around the globe and across the galaxy, Martian, on Jupiter, Vietnam, places like that. Something under a million copies have sold, and she's also got a book called Beyond Texting, The Fine Art of Face-to-Face Communication for Teenagers. And she's our good friend, Deborah Fine. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be in your brain trust.
Yeah, well, you are. You're an important member.
Because of all the others that are in your brain trust. It makes me proud to do that. You have to be careful when you say my book's called Small Talk, because I don't know what's going on out there, but I don't know if your audience knows or cares, but you can't trademark a title.
Right.
You know that, Jim.
Right.
So,
well, actually, that's not true.
Well,
I've trademarked both the titles of my last book and the next one.
But can't somebody use your title and not be held liable for that?
They tried, and I sued them, and made them pay.
Well, then I need to get to work, because I have two fellows on Amazon calling their books exactly the same, The Fine Art of Small Talk.
Yeah. Well,
isn't that amazing?
Well, what you have to do is you have to trademark that term, The Fine Art of Small Talk, or Circle R.
Right.
See, like
right.
the age of the customer,
yeah,
belongs to me.
Well, that's wonderful.
My next book, The Third Ingredient, belongs to me.
Yeah, I saw 2016. The year's almost over. When is it coming out?
You get off my back. I got plenty of other people riding me. I don't need you to ride me, too.
Okay. Well, I saw 2016,
I know.
And I knew this was...
That was a hope and a wish. It's going to be next year.
Yeah.
It's going to be first sometime.
Okay, that's good. Then it'll be a new book all next year.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Exactly.
Right?
But no, you can do that. If you can trademark the term, then
right.
Then it becomes. If you don't, you're right. If you don't trademark it, you can't. But anyway, let's talk about
that's good information.
Let's talk about face to face and because I'm, as you know, I tell people that it's the original social media, and it not only can never be undervalued, it's more valuable today than ever before.
I agree. I always say use the phone feature on your phone.
Right.
Nobody does that anymore, is it right? They
right.
email, they text, they but use the phone feature.
We're analog beings. We want to hear. We want to see people.
That's right. But you know what they say, and this has been said for years, long before there was social media, we create silos in our organizations. And by silo, you know, we're at our desk. We're too busy. There's a quote by Jean Le Carré, the famous author, a fiction author,
right.
But his quote is one of my favorites, a desk is a dangerous place to view the world. And don't you love that?
Yeah.
Because if you're one of these people that eats your lunch at your desk every day and yet you're a leader, whether it be a small business, whether it be of a team, whatever it may be, people aren't having the opportunity to interact with you except when it comes time to be on site and talk about the project.
Right.
And or on the occasion of a job evaluation or whatever, you know, a business conversation, then that rapport is not developed. And if you don't have that face-to-face interaction where you get to build that rapport, then you really miss out on loyalty, on building morale, on being a true leader. And we all get it, right, Jim? It's easy to get caught at your desk.
Mm-hmm.
And just not attend.
Well, and especially for small business owners, I say the way I would say that for small businesses, inside your four walls is the most dangerous place to be.
Right. Same idea, right?
Because we hold up inside of our caves, and because we're afraid. I mean, I've been that way. I've been where I was afraid to leave my business because I was afraid that things would collapse while I was gone. And they might have, but the thing is that you can't really grow until you until you get out into the world, and you got to meet people, and you got to talk to them, and you can't get the full context in an email or a text.
I couldn't agree more. But you know, the other thing you think about owning, I own a small business as well, and one of the key ingredients to making myself get out and not be this isolated person who either was in front of audiences, but that's isolating, and or at my desk, was I joined a civic organization,
right.
And that was about 24 years ago. And so when I'm in town, I'm there every week.
You're a Rotarian, aren't you?
I am a Rotarian. Are
yep.
you a Rotarian?
Yep, absolutely.
Thanks for remembering that, Tim.
Yep.
That's
yep.
awesome.
Absolutely.
Because, first of all, when I'm in town, I go, and there's 100-plus other people
mm-hmm.
there, do different things than I do for a living, but more importantly for me, equal to that, is the program. I learn something about the economy
right.
or about
that's
healthcare.
Right.
Or about, it takes me out of my box. And
then
when I'm visiting,
it changes your perspective. It changes everything, doesn't it?
It does. And I don't care whether I'm having a bad week, a good week, it doesn't matter. That's the structure of my life that requires face-to-face interaction, and that brings energy into my world. And that's an important thing as well, don't you think?
There's no question. And see, all over the years, and I've said this many times on the show, how many times have I been invited or needed to go to a convention or a conference or something, and I didn't want to go, I got to travel, and I'm sleeping in a
right.
hotel and eat bad food and all this other stuff, but I would go. And in every single case, my life would have not been the same had I not gone. Something happened there. I met somebody or something happened that made a big impact, positive, in my life.
I couldn't have said it better. And that's what I mean by that a desk is a dangerous place to view the world, is that you've got to, no matter how busy you are or how overwhelmed you are at the prospect of attending a meeting or conference where you don't know anybody,
mm-hmm.
that's an opportunity for networking, gain visibility for your organization,
right.
possibly, like you just described, gain a referral source, right,
mm-hmm.
or a customer. Who knows who their next customer is, right?
Right, right.
But
absolutely.
Sometimes we send our sales teams out to do it, and yet it's so much more if we have a sales team, of course,
mm-hmm.
But it's so much more impressive if it's us that's out there mingling and interacting with people.
So can we come back? Can we talk about talking politics in the office?
I would like to do that
yeah.
today, especially. Don't you
exactly,
think?
Exactly. So the her books are Beyond Texting, The Fine Art of Face-to-Face Communication for Teenagers, but folks, this book's
right.
for everybody. And then The Fine Art of Small Talk by Deborah Fine.
Right, the one by Deborah Fine, right, that's the one.
Yeah, and so check that one out. That's the one that's been published on Mars and Jupiter and Vietnam and places like that. 20 after.
Right.
Right back with Deborah Fine. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.